This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and rip this motherfucker's ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now,
now that you opened up the demon in me. There you go. It's a party.
Right.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
It is the Ham Radio Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
It's a very nice place we got here.
It's a very nice place.
I'll tell you.
Now we're so happy we do the dance of joy.
We got a new phone.
It is the Ham Radio Show right here live on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, you must be if you're listening to us. There is also another way you can contact us. You can hit us up in the Facebook Live suite, conveniently located on my Facebook page. That's right, everybody. Say hi, drop some hearts, drop some happy faces, drop whatever the hell you want, drop your pants. I don't give a fuck. It is the Ham Radio Show. We are here. Hashtag demand the ham all night long. Hi, everybody, again. Yes, Gene is saying I should breathe. I am breathing, baby.
Oh, yeah, we don't breathe.
This is me breathing. This is me in the... This is me breathing. Yeah, it's only me, Dan, me, Billy, and Joe today.
Who we got there? A fucking lion or something? It sounds like a Leo.
It's Leo the lion in the back. That's what Billy sounds like when he sleeps.
Oh, really?
Probably. Yeah.
He snores. Oh, my God.
I'm probably horrendous.
Horrendous.
I've been told I sound like I'm moving furniture.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to that shitty movie, The Meg, over the weekend.
Is it good?
No, because I slept over. I'm with my married couple friend.
Okay.
We go, friends, more than one. We go to the, everybody's married but me. They have babies and they're in love.
I have a girl for you, you wouldn't believe.
And I was all alone watching The Meg. No, so I'm sitting there and I'm watching The Meg. It's about that Megalodon.
Sissies. Real men go in, unload, and pull out.
Damn right. thank you for those words of wisdom, Mom. Yeah. So the Megalodon, which is the jumbo shark, that's what this movie's about. Prehistoric fucking shark.
Like a Sharknado type of movie?
Yeah. Gina, you're not married because you won't fucking move out here with me. I won't move out there with you. We'd be married.
You're very attractive.
Let's just have sex. We don't need to get married yet.
Yeah,
Danny's off again, Nick. That's exactly what happened. And Nick, if you can get here from Canada, that seat's yours.
Please.
So whenever time you're ready, sir. The fact is,
we'll leave a mess for you to clean up.
Yeah, so I'm in that theater and I'm literally watching a movie, and because I was up since two, it was a Friday, so I was up since two something before I went to Sirius. Mm-hmm. Did a full day at Sirius, yeah. Came home, went right to Jersey with them.
Yeah.
We go, we have a little pizza. I ate with the babies, I played Giggle Goo Gah with the brand new kid. We go, hey, let's go to a movie. So we go to the Meg.
Yeah.
We go to the Meg. I'm legitimately, I nodded off throughout the, I don't remember half the movie.
Really?
All I remember is that number one, I got hit in the arm. No, I got hit in the arm and woken up.
Oh.
That's what I remember.
Because it was snowing?
Because I was snowing? No, I was snoring. Okay.
And same thing.
So I'm doing that. But then supposedly what had happened was, I'm snoring. We're in a dark room, obviously. It's a movie theater. I'm snoring. No. I'm snoring and somebody else is snoring. So now it's like a, supposedly, because everyone, this is what everyone was telling me.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was like a fucking ping pong game of snores. So like it was like, now serving Uncle Eddie. And then you hit some other guy across the room. It'd be like, now returning the serve, the other guy. So it goes back and forth, and supposedly they just kept, they left us alone because everyone around them were laughing their balls off.
It's better than the movie.
And I'm going,
usually, yeah.
And just back and forth. And this other guy.
Oh, that's great.
Back and forth. It was horrendous. The movie, first off, I don't know what the fuck, if Jason Statham, who was in it, lost a bet. He's usually amazing.
Really?
But not one thing of martial arts in there for him to do. So it was, like, kind of worthless.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Underwater martial arts, not so good.
They're in a fucking, like, sea lab. He didn't have martial arts. He could have fucking karate chopped a shark. Yeah,
they would have hit something, ruptured the wall. They all would have drowned.
Sure, something.
They'd be like residents in Carolina.
Dude, the giant fucking shark bit, like, the triple glass window in front of a baby.
Uh-huh.
So come on now. Let's not. He could have done kung fu.
A real story.
And everything would have been fun.
No good. No kung fu.
A lot of stupid deaths that made no. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like. I don't even know what the fuck the plot was. They didn't go looking for the Megalodon.
How'd they kill the shark? Man?
Supposedly, in the movie. I'm going to ruin the whole movie because no one's going to see this movie.
Yeah,
although it made a shitload of money, so it's going to have a sequel, probably.
It'll be on HBO tomorrow. Right?
Yeah. Supposedly, we have not discovered the bottom of the sea. Okay?
Well, we know about that.
So these, no. We haven't, like, what we thought was the bottom was actually a layer of, like, gas, like a frozen,
like silk.
Like a cold fucking Freon that we don't know what's under it.
Okay.
So we go under it, and now there's, like, Aquaman's house, all the fucking crustaceans and fish that we've never seen before.
2020.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
2021.
Yeah.
On Adult Swim.
Yeah.
So we see all these different things. And, of course, that's where the Megalodon has been hanging out.
Sure.
So the Megalodon, he gets pissed off because you're in his neighborhood.
What's he eat?
Everybody.
Apparently things that just show up.
Humans.
Everything.
Like, there's one part, and because it's funded by China, this movie,
okay.
So, of course, it takes place, like, in, like, the South Seas.
Okay.
There's a wedding going on.
Godzilla, huh?
And this, no, and this fucker just, he's huge. It's like 19,000 times the size of a great white. So it's huge.
Bigger than Jaws?
Bigger than Jaws. Jaws looks like a fucking pubic hair.
Really? I'm hungry.
On the
Feed my mouth. Fill my belly.
That's right, not the mama.
Is that from him?
That's exactly what the Megalodon sounded like.
Uh-huh.
Jim Henson worked it. It was a whole. There was a hand up the puppet's ass. It was a whole.
Thing. See that.
So now this thing, it eats like the whole wedding party. There's a dog in the movie that falls in the water because he wanted to swim.
Oh, so it's like Kill Bill.
So now the shark, the shark is coming towards the dog. And of course, the dog lives.
Oh sure.
Because God forbid,
never killed the dog.
Nah,
can't
God
do
forbid,
that.
God forbid the little Shih Tzu would got eaten.
No,
what
no,
the
no.
fuck?
I always see him running away at the end.
Dude, this movie was so bad. I was
turns around. And pisses on someone.
I was totally rooting for the shark.
But
I was watching these actors. I'm like, eat him.
So he gets
eat
on dry
this
land.
Motherfucker.
The shark goes on dry land and eats a wedding party.
No, he gets into a 4x4 Jeep. I think it's a Cherokee Laredo. And he gets in because, you know, it's on sand, so
nice,
you want to get those good tires.
Nice car. Yeah.
And then he just goes out, and he goes to a drive-thru. He goes to a Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
And he picks up a nice double.
I love four humans and a chihuahua.
Yeah. No, eat the fucking things in the water. It's not
Well, you said he ate a dog. It's a dog running
no,
away.
No, the dog jumped
the
in the water to swim.
Oh.
And it was horrible. The movie was fucking horrible.
Wow,
so, by the way, here's Uncle Eddie's film critic salute. Do not go see The Meg. There you go. It is fucking horrible.
Wow.
It is there's not one redeeming quality about this movie.
The credits.
Not even. Because then you're sitting there going, these are long credits because a lot of special effects.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just say, the shark didn't look bad. Like, the visual effects were good.
Did you get his autograph?
I did. I took his flipper and I said, look, I know a few sharks in this business. I can introduce you to a few.
I'll slip you a few fins.
Hi-o! Give him a fin-ski.
I'll tell you.
I don't know. It was horrible. It was fucking, of course. Yeah, so Nick has the poster. This is the poster. Nick, our Canadian... No, that's the Meg. That's the one from Family Guy. Meg. No. There's one where... there is an actual movie poster where
okay.
It's you see like the dimensions of the shark
oh, yeah.
to show you how big the Megalodon is.
Where they put it next to a bus or something?
No, but I'm saying it could have been you've somehow figured out a way because of Jaws to get people into a theater to see a movie about a prehistoric shark.
Okay.
Now, I'm not talking about, like, those shitty Sharknados
yeah.
that my mother watches religiously,
yeah.
or the ones where the shark has two heads in the first one. In the sequel, he has three heads. In the fourth one, guess it, four heads!
That's a big one.
And then by the end, he has five fucking heads.
That's right.
Five?
Yeah.
That's right.
By the fifth one, five heads. So here's Nick.
That's the summer shock, I gotta tell you.
No, that's the same one, Nick, you fuck. Our Canadian Unified Network technician is putting...
Yes.
The Family Guy poster up of the Meg. Wait, which one? On the first one or the second one, Nick? Let me see. The first one, Family Guy came up.
Yeah.
Oh, Family Guy is on that one. That's Meg Griffin. And let's go here.
See?
And Meg Griffin.
Yeah.
Both links that you sent. Maybe you are like
Well, one has a shark on it. You know?
No, you see the shark. There is an actual poster of people like bobbing in the water. It's an aerial shot. It's like from a drone.
Okay.
So you see down, you see all the people, and then you see the outline in the water of the Meg coming up.
Whoa.
And he can eat like 30 people in one bite.
Whoa.
That's how big this fucking thing is. All right, here we go. Nick
it
says,
looks like alphabet
Nick said this,
soup to
this is it. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so what he's showing is... Okay, this is the different one.
Yeah.
What he's showing is this is the Meg.
The
and this is a regular
one.
Great white.
Uh-huh.
And then that's a human.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see how the size difference?
And
by the way, the Megalodon did exist. Here's your little here's your little ham radio science moment.
I've seen the at the Museum of Natural History.
They have
the Jaws.
That's in the movie. The movie they show the... Because the guy, of course, they have to explain the Megalodon.
It's a pretty big thing.
I love how they have to also explain the Megalodon to a bunch of scientists.
I know, yeah.
Like the science. How am I not a scientist?
Well, they're millennial scientists. They don't know everything.
They
still think the Earth is flat. You know? They're working on that.
I'm a flat earther. How does the Megalodon live in the flat ocean?
Right.
How does that work? Doesn't he just fall over when he hits the horizon line?
No.
How does that work?
Why don't they just leave it alone if it's dangerous? You know, don't go.
No, no, it goes after them. What happens is, of course.
Yeah, but don't go in the water.
No, they send a sub down there, and the sub gets fucking attacked.
It's eaten?
Gets attacked because the Megalodon.
It was a little ball that he was playing.
Yeah, he was playing. He was like a cat with a ball of yarn.
Yes.
That's what he pretty much does with it. Billy, are you auditioning for the role of the Headless Horseman or what?
Sure, why not?
I don't see.
Oh, yeah, Billy is the camera. I'll pick the camera up a little bit.
That's all right.
Leave it.
I'm
what
good.
The fuck? Billy, lean down for 1 second so she can see you. There you go.
I'm really me.
Isn't it enough that
I'm over here.
Yeah, isn't it enough that you're fucking him? Do you really need to see him? You've seen
most
his penis.
People don't want to see me.
Exactly. We are in the room with him when we don't want to see him.
I thought you wanted to see his penis.
Speaking of... You really... That was a good kind of transition.
Way to go, Joe. 2 points for you.
Do we want to talk... I have two fucking topics that we can get into.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to talk about seeing penises? Ooh. Like, accusations of? Oh. Or do we want to talk about
what did
Trump?
What do now?
Or do we want to talk about Trump? Where do we want to go? No, two different topics.
Oh, okay.
What do we want to talk about? Because they kind of do veer together, but what do we want to talk about? Accusations,
yeah.
Or do we want to talk about Trump?
Well, Trump's accusations.
Which one do you want? I'm giving you two choices.
Well, I was thinking
why
about...
Why do you all have to be difficult on this show?
Well, I'm talking
two
about
choices.
Trump.
There's nothing like that, penis.
Thank you. Yeah. It's like when I talk to Billy. I'm not even going to ask Billy because he'll come up with, let's talk about Play-Doh.
Well,
no.
You know,
two choices.
Recently, there have been two books out on Trump. But, you know,
okay. Do you
Omarosa. Omarosa.
All right. Not yet. Do you want to talk about, hold the fuck on. It's a simple question.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk, this is why we get nowhere on this show.
I told you.
Do you want to talk Trump or accusations?
Trump.
Done.
Trump's accusations.
Not Trump's accusations. Trump or accusations. It's two different topics. Oh. Trump or accusations, Joe. They shouldn't be that hard for you to understand.
My head hurts.
I know. Fuck it. We're talking about accusations because I don't fucking like you today.
Okay.
Let's go with accusations.
We're going with accusations.
For 200, please,
yes.
Bob.
We're going with accusations. I'll take the center square. Thank you. All right.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
Damn right. All right. I don't want to make... what I'm bringing up is, of course, the Les Moonves thing.
Ah.
Okay, so I got to bring up the Les Moonves thing, and I got to discuss the news of the day.
There's more?
Well, it's a continuing story, because it didn't happen today, obviously. It happened earlier in the week.
Sure, yeah. What's going on?
On Monday, stepping down from his CEO...
Hierarchy?
Yeah, his CEO position... the one and only Les Moonves, who ran CBS, okay? He was the CEO of CBS.
The chief executive officer.
He's the one that made all the decisions on all your shows that you love.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men. And
Big Bang?
All these shows that are out there that, you know, that was his job. He picked shit and made things happen.
He's the guy.
So now, of course, accusations in this Me Too movement and hashtag Me Too, hashtag Time's Up, and all that. So in that world, Mia Farrow's kid, Roman Farrow, has an article come out. Now, in the beginning, it was one article. Then it became two articles.
How come he's got her name? I mean, he has a father, doesn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't like his father. I don't know if you noticed. Mia Farrow doesn't like
things.
Woody.
Well, Woody's his father?
Not Woody. I'm saying
Andre Previn?
I don't even know who actually is his daddy.
Somebody.
But I'm saying, all of the people that were with Mia Farrow, none of the men that he wants Mia's name.
He might be a bastard.
Because for some odd reason, Mia Farrow is the trustworthy name. I don't know. So now, Roman Farrow writes an article saying and stating that he talked to a whole slew of people who have come forward and are going. Now, we're not rehashing all that. You've heard this on every other show out there. But I'm going to just give you the brief description.
Okay.
That he has, there was allegations made of sexual innuendos and touching and throwing and dicks being out and jerking off in front of a doctor and going to go get wine and coming back with a fully erect penis. Having a brand new...
somebody put something in my drink.
Yeah, somebody showing up for the first day of work.
He jerked up in front of a doctor?
I'll get to that. One second.
Isn't that normal?
Showing up for her first day of work, someone had to massage Let's move on. These are accusations. Ooh. Now.
Perks.
Well, if the job was a masseuse, what's she bitching
no,
about?
No, her job was not. Her job was like his assistant.
Okay. Ah,
it never says on the it never says on the prerequisite, hey, by the way, can you do my hamstrings?
Right.
Doesn't say that. Now.
Shiatsu?
I'm not discrediting the fucking allegations. I want to make this abundantly clear before we have, because we're going to have what we call an adult conversation. We're going to actually we're going to have a conversation where we fucking literally bring up kind of points that are misconstrued and also points that aren't brought up by other programs because everyone just wants to hate and whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Now, here's my thing. I don't disagree with the fact that any of this happened. That's the first stance. I believe every accusation because I think there's too many of them to just be fucking everyone coming out of the woodwork. You know,
right.
I think that that's whatever.
All of them?
I mean,
maybe 90%.
You can put whatever number, Joe, you want to put on it. Whatever. That's your choice. I'm just saying I believe them.
Okay.
Now, the only one I know that I think that I think has been documented was when he went to the female doctor, yeah. Mr. Moonves, and said he asked for a hand job, and the female doctor said no.
I don't know that.
And he decided to relieve himself in the operating room.
I went to medical school.
The checkup room, and decided to jack one out. Okay, now, okay. Supposedly that was documented.
Maybe it was at
and then he
bank.
Supposedly, allegedly, yet again, called... I got a cough. Hold on. I got Moonves is coming, my man.
Oh, man, now it's coming out of your nose.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't have sneezed.
You fucking
we have a cough
whore.
Button.
We don't have a cough button. It's either I mute it or we don't. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, but I'm honest. That's the thing on this show. We're honest. If I had to cough, I'd cough. Okay. So anyway, supposedly then the next day he calls her allegedly and again and he apologizes. Whatever.
My hand took control. I don't know what happened.
Now, my point being, though, is that, number one, we are also lumping everybody together as sexual predators.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Louis C.K.'s who masturbated in front of women, and supposedly he got kind of consent from some of them. I don't know if he got from all of them.
Yeah.
You got the Aziz Ansari's who supposedly just, if you read the article, went on just a shitty date.
Yeah, Al Franken.
Al Franken, who there was a picture taken of him grabbing boobs. Ugh. But he doesn't really even grab the boobs in the picture.
She's wearing a flak vest, for Christ's sake.
Whatever, and... she felt, whatever, that's fine. I'm just saying, look, I'm not discrediting the victims. I'm not going to play Joe's game where Joe's going to go, I don't believe 10% of them.
Some of them.
I'm going to say, look, if you came forward and you really were put through all this bullshit, and I hear all these stories, they're disgusting, and look, men are assholes. We get that. That's what's out there in the world, ladies. We know this for a fact.
Yeah.
That men go out there and they do that. Now,
take us as we are.
Now, the dangerous game that we're playing, though, is that we're believing accusations before any proof, any fucking proof,
yeah,
is thrust upon anybody. Look at Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick is the perfect example of why this movement is only one-sided. Where it's, oh, he did this, he did that, blah, blah, blah. Take away his job, take away this, blah, blah, blah. Now, it is one-sided. And let me explain why. Chris Hardwick had allegations thrust upon him where he lost his jobs, because he had 9 million fucking jobs,
yeah.
Walking Dead, The Talking Dead, the dead doing this shit, whatever the fuck it was, the stuff at the Nerdist.com.
He's dead.
His career was dead, yeah, at one point because he was literally persona non grata.
Yeah.
All right.
So now, and look, by the way, we have not learned anything from the book, The Scarlet Letter. I want to bring that up. We really haven't. These guys have all been branded, and you're branding them as equals. That's the argument, too. You're branding them all as equals when they're not fucking equal.
Yeah.
Okay? Harvey Weinstein, I totally believe, raped. These are my beliefs, not fucking. I'm believing the accusations, okay? I'm not even being a hypocrite. I'm believing that he is a rapist. That's what I believe, allegedly. And he came in a plant. The 9 million fucking women came out of the word. That's been a running story in Hollywood for I don't know how fucking long. Okay, we're going to continue this. We're going to break, but I just want to leave you with this point, and then we'll go to break. And then we'll bring this back up.
Okay.
The scarlet letter angle is what I really want to point, because now you're labeling people as sexual predators. You're putting SP on them. You're giving them the scarlet letters, SP. These are sexual predators. There's no two ways about it. Chris Hardwick had to be a sexual predator. He had to be beating. He had to be verbally abusive. He had to be cheating on her. He had to do all these things to his girlfriend. Turns out, didn't happen. Turns out that they had tons of evidence to the opposite, quite frankly, that he was a great fucking boyfriend. Yeah. That he let her down. She was somebody that was scorned.
Yeah.
And she wanted to take it out on Chris Hardwick.
Right.
Now, did he get all his jobs back? Yeah, but now he's tainted.
Sure.
Because now his name is always associated.
Some people will always believe him.
There are people that didn't want to work on that show when he came back. The Walking Dead came back, right? Will be coming back. I'm sorry. Walking Dead will be coming back in October. The fact is, he will be back doing that show. People have stated they don't want to be working on that show and have walked away from jobs.
Why?
Because they're believing the accusations and that's it.
He did something to make it come out that it wasn't right.
Yeah.
That she took it all back or they don't believe it and they filed it under...
He bought her off.
Well, that's another thing. People think that like they make up shit with this, that, and the third.
Sure, yeah.
And it's not accurate. So when things are proven not accurate, then what? That's the argument. We're going to take that to a break. We're going to pause right now.
Where do I go to get my reputation back?
Exactly. That's going to be the question
Cleveland.
When we return. It's Cleveland, and it's raining.
Scott Baio went through the same thing.
Wait a minute. We'll get to Scott Baio, too, in a minute. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
We'll be right back.
Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah! Four Non-Blondes! Come on!
Sounds like 60s music.
Nah.
What's going on? If you know the word, sing along! One of my years and my life is still trying to get that great big gill of home. Oh, whatever nation. The next line's for whatever that means.
I realized quickly that I knew I should, that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man.
It's actually a perfect song.
Whatever that means.
Because she's singing about, like, the atrocities that women go through.
Into a crisis.
Times when I'm lying in bed just to get it out of what's in my head. And
I am feeling...
Feel these a little peculiar.
Can we please have an erection? What the hell's going on down there?
Morning and I step outside.
And I take a deep breath.
And I get
real high.
And I scream from the top of my lungs.
What's going on? 718-577-1389. Yeah, yeah. It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. What's going on?
Well, if you play Detroit Red Wings to get a penalty, they play this for you.
There you go.
A lot of people in the chat room tonight.
Absolutely. We got Roxanne in there, Jeremy's in there, Osborne's in there, Mark's in there, Joe is in there, Adam's in there. Tons of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. You can hit us up there. Or, of course, 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio. This
Except
is the Ham
Tuesdays.
Radio Show. What?
Except on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not on Tuesdays.
Then we're just big cock whores.
Yeah, I know.
But that's just my personal thing.
Yeah. Just you.
So, speaking about what's going on, what we were talking about before we went to break was, oh, by the way, the beautiful Kim is in there as well.
Oh.
Kim is hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. We were talking about the hashtag MeToo movement. We were talking about the Time's Up movement and all that.
Uh-huh.
But we were pointing out the one glaring thing that I think is apparent with this movement, that this movement, quite frankly, is one-sided. And it's not... I understand that the cool thing to say and the all the other crap and the to be part of the cool kids. Was that a yes, Billy? Because Billy, we asked for one hand gesture. Billy does this.
Okay.
We don't know. I don't know if things are turned off. I'll just turn them back on. Fuck it.
That's what this was for.
Oh, Lordy. Carl is already going, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
No, Carl, hear me out first before your vagina starts flapping and you start telling me I'm wrong.
Is that called a force?
Yeah.
I like a tits.
All right, so hear me out. I know, your tits are very nice. Everyone's seen them over the weekend.
Oh,
they're very nice.
This is going to go really so well on this topic.
Since we're talking about how not to degrade women, your tits look nice. Well, thanks,
that,
Jeff.
That was wrong?
Yeah, a little bit. Little smoonves.
Carla, I apologize.
See, but, Joe, if you were going to say something, you say something like, I saw that lovely picture you posted on Twitter. Your breast looked very lovely.
No, you shouldn't say breast. Shouldn't say breast.
What do you mean? I have a poster of it in my living room.
Oh, yeah. how to put this kindly, Joe has ejaculated.
That's right.
Because of that picture.
Like Harvey.
All right, so
nocturnal emissions.
All right, so going back, Billy, Joe threw out, before we went to break, Scott Baio. We'll get to that in one second. But I was still on Chris Hardwick as we were going to break. And I wanted to point out that the Chris Hardwick thing turned out to be not factual.
Yeah.
Okay, so now,
Well, weren't you a victim yourself of some sort of accusation?
Called, yeah, well, see, that's what I want to get to.
Okay.
This is where I don't know how to explain this. This snowball effect, and it's always the snowball effect that we bring up here on the program, where we say, yeah, it's great to go after the guys who are real scumbag, cocksucking thunder cunts and treat women like pieces of shit. And I got that.
Yeah, like you.
All right. I by the way, people are vomiting because I talked about Joe pleasuring themselves. Oh. Adam wanted to point it out.
Yeah.
Ain't it a bitch?
That's all right. I vomit too.
Yeah, he vomits. Unlike the girls that blew Les Moonves and vomited, yes. Joe vomits while pleasuring himself.
Absolutely.
He's disgusted by his own shit.
I can't even take it.
The point I'm trying to make, though, is that the snowball effect of where allegations now have become facts, and we've discussed this before on the show, too, where everybody now is guilty before proven innocent. It doesn't matter what they are. That's it. You're done it. This one, all you have to do nowadays is say, quite frankly, Joe did this, Eddie did that, Billy did this, and automatically now it becomes fact. It doesn't matter.
You're believable if you're a woman.
And then, yet again, the Scarlet Letter, like I said before, which it seems like everyone read the book in school, but nobody seems to follow the lesson where you're now branded with a big SP on your fucking chest. You are now a sexual predator.
That's right.
Now,
special person.
As a man, because I swear to God, I just checked during the break, I have a penis and balls. They're not huge, but they're there. So as a man, the scariest fucking thing is how fast this can turn on men. How fast it can be. Now, look, there are assholes out there that deserve to be punished. I believe Harvey Weinstein's a dickhead. I believe Les Moonves did all those fucking things that were brought up. Joe thinks 90%, but I think all.
Yeah.
All right? And you can run down the gambit of things. But when we lump them all together, the Louis C.K.'s, the Aziz Ansari's, the Harvey Weinstein's, the fucking, even the Kevin Spacey's, the fucking...
Al Franken.
Al Franken, Scott Baio, Chris Hardwick. When we push them all together and make it one fucking weird... When we make one weird fucking collective that everybody gets branded and everyone's treated equally and they're all sexual predators, that's the problem. Because what happens is, over and over again, it is now... Not everybody. Like, hashtag, you want to say hashtag me too. I want to say hashtag not me.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I make a point of it. But if you have somebody that could just toss out an allegation and automatically you become, you're the fucking asshole, then you can lose your livelihood and your career the same way Chris Hardwick almost did in this scenario. And it is a scary fucking thought. And yes, the asshole men of the world should be afraid, but also the nice guys like me, Joe, Billy, Danny, all the other guys that are out there that aren't being scumbags to women.
We're not
guess
getting
what?
Anything.
We should not be, you know, we should not be afraid.
That's right.
But we're scared shitless.
Yeah. That's because we're picked above Asia Argento, man.
You know,
today, if you want to be a sexual predator, join the priesthood.
Carla Forrest is pointing out, Me Too is overrated. I agree. It ruined men. It totally did. Also, by the way, hashtag Me Too has ruined office relationships.
Oh.
You cannot date anyone where you work at all anymore.
You can't say good morning to anybody.
You can't.
You're offended and you're fired.
You can't.
I certainly like that blouse you're wearing.
Dude, perfect example. That is a perfect fucking example. I had a conversation. I swear to God, one of my bosses was like, you can't say that. I told a girl who I know and knows me.
I knows you.
And I went, I'm not going to say her name on the air, but I went, blah, blah, blah.
Bob?
I went, Bob, your beard is coming in nice.
Yeah.
No, I said, hey, by the way, that dress looks really nice on you. The color is, I don't even know what color it is. So I'm asking her, I'm simplistically asking, what fucking color is the dress? I'm not saying, wow, your tits and ass look amazing
in it. I'll tell you, boy.
I like to jerk off at my desk to you the side of your dress.
I can see your
bam,
nipples.
Bam. Yeah. I'm not asking that. I'm asking, like, what color is fucking that?
Stand by the window so I can look through your dress.
Yeah, don't worry. Our doors are glass. I'll jerk off right into the glass.
There you go.
No, but I'm looking at, and I'm saying, I don't know what color. I literally got, dude, you can't say that.
Get the door.
You can't say that, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why? I'm trying to understand what exactly she's wearing, what color it was. Yeah. I'm not hitting on her. And then it becomes like, you know, and the next thing you know, you're going to be fucking holding the HR.
Yeah.
It's totally wrong on so many levels. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on the phone?
The very outraged bisexual black man.
Why?
Hey, no way. Really?
You were always outraged. Why today is any different?
It's our resident He-Man woman.
Because here. I 1,000,000% agree with you, right? As somebody who's tried to date a few people in my workplace, right? I can also add on to this. Women here are also very selective, meaning this, that it won't, like, I'll witness, like, actual, like, physical harassment being committed at work, right?
A like, little pat on the
like,
ass?
It'll be a...
Like a little pat on the ass?
Like, pat on the ass, holding too closely, touching, and...
Don't interfere with him trying to talk, because Marcus, if you interfere with Marcus trying to get out the conversation, we'll be here all day.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling Joe, Joe was about to say something, I said, fuck you, Joe.
He did.
Let Marcus fucking spit it out.
Put a sign of fuck you, Joe.
When he's in the studio, it's all like, fuck you, and fuck women, and clitorises, and that. He's on the phone, it's always like... there was patting on the asses, and I've seen people hold each other too closely, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Come on, give me some rage, motherfucker. Tell me.
That's why I had to come to the locker room.
Damn right. I bet you're coming in the locker room. Is that code?
No.
That's what that is. Come on, guys. No, I'm like, open.
But it's like, these girls, like actual, like, sexual contact is, like, will be committed at my workplace, right? By some dude who probably looks a little bit better than me, and nothing. Like, she won't scream rape. She won't scream harassment. She'll probably just
give
let it go, only because that dude's attracted, and I'm gonna
piggyback off your story and bring up. I had this argument with this girl over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she had no answer for me because she knows I'm right.
Oh, sure.
She brings up Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, Johnny Depp is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, so he, you know, beat his fucking wife up. You know
that,
right?
That's okay.
No, no, he did. I'm like, yeah, he did. That's why they got divorced. And he also drank too much and cut his finger off and wrote in blood on a mirror in the... So you're going to say, but he's so fucking hot, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, as long as he's in France, it's okay. Yeah,
and I always take the stance, if the guy looks like me, it's sexual harassment.
There you go.
If the guy looks like fucking Don Johnson back in the 80s, guess what? We're getting blowjobs.
Yeah. Nobody
ever
accused Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
You know?
I totally agree with you.
I know. I couldn't think of Brad Pitt, so I went with Don Johnson.
The same guy.
Sorry.
And what fucks me up is that, like, my thing is, I feel like, and let me preface this. I'm not saying all women. I'm saying some women.
Me too. I'm not. Hashtag
like,
me too.
Because I feel like some women tend to use the word harassment very loosely. To me, like I had an epiphany about this a few weeks ago. Like, harassment, it's not an action. It's a feeling. You feel harassed. Like, anytime you walk up the street,
that's a good
and
point.
You probably see some good girl, and you probably see some chick that you think is sexy, and you're staring at her like you want to fuck her. She's probably looking back at you like, oh, he wants to rape me. He wants to harass me. This, that, and the third. Like, it's a feeling.
He's right.
So my thing is, as a man, why should I care if you feel harassed?
Well, I went. Wait,
well,
I went.
It's not
going
to get you anywhere.
Wait, hold on. I wouldn't take the stance of, as a man, why should I feel it? How about the fact that harassment is subjective?
Yeah.
No matter what your fucking gender
is.
No, no matter what your gender is. If you have a penis, if you have a vagina, if you're straight, if you're gay, it doesn't matter what you're, it's subjective. If I talk to a girl, and look, I have many conversations with many different people throughout my day, some of which I know I can flirt with and say sexual innuendos to, right?
Yeah.
And I know
I
can.
I wish I was you.
Yeah, and I know I can do that. right? And then there's others I know I can't do that to. No. Can't fucking do that to. And I know I can't. But they, but if anyone, like, say, were to read emails that I've sent, and they read it, and you go back and forth, like, there are some horrendous emails. I will never be a congressman.
No.
If they ever go through my shit between the dick pics and emails,
just listen
I'm
to this show
fucked.
For an hour.
Yeah, there's no way. Because I've had adult conversations. People that listen to this show, I've seen some of them naked before.
Absolutely.
Because we've had phone sex, or I've had actual sex with listeners.
They've seen your dick.
Or they've seen my dick. Mm-hmm. Or right? We've had just...
How good is your phone sex, Eddie?
Oh, my phone sex is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can discuss that over the weekend.
Amazing. You want to come over? Bring that chocolate dick over here. Come on. They,
oh, yeah.
The fact is, okay. The fact is that it's subjective. Each person can get harassed in different ways. Like, you can't walk up and say... It should be fucking self-explanatory. You can't walk into a fuck like Joe did before when Joe said, "Carla, you got nice tits."
He does.
Right? You can't walk into a place of business and say that. Here on the radio show, sure.
That's a compliment.
But you can't walk into a place of business and go, "Excuse me, Carla, yeah, in the third row, your tits look amazing today."
Amazing.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do
it. All right, now I'm hearing you. Here's where I could slightly disagree with you, right?
Please slightly do.
Joe would, in the workplace, would say to Carla, "You have nice tits."
He would do that. Joe would totally do that.
She probably would scream harassment. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
then I'd
I guarantee you, if you put a good-looking man in front of Carla and she said the exact same, and he said the exact same thing, I guarantee you, Carla would not say a single word.
But see,
what do you mean good-looking?
But that
well, you're good looking in your own right.
Joe's a member of the Grey Panthers. The point still is, though, it depends on what she finds. You know, like, yeah. Each chick is different. Like, so if we say Carla likes big black cock. We know this. So if it's like, say, the guy that plays Luke Cage on the show, Luke Cage, that's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. If that dude, she might like that guy. You know what I mean? Like, that guy might show up and go, "Excuse me, Carla. You got some beautiful titties." I mean, that guy might get away with it. You're right. But also, she might go, "I don't want anybody talking about my titties, so what the fuck?" And I don't know why I gave her the same voice as the black guy, but I did. But the fact still is, like, it really comes down to each person.
Sure.
So if we all are adults and realize this, that it comes down to each person, then why in the fuck... Like, it's not that sexual harassment's not a thing. I get it. If you feel harassed, you should be fucking go to your...
Back off, Jack!
Yeah, I thought that was him for a second. You should go to your HR department. And if you feel like you want to get sexually harassed, you come to this HR department called the Ham Radio Show.
And we'll do it for you.
And we will sexually harass the shit out of you.
Yeah, we're pros.
Because we're good at it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Six inches.
And this is the last thing I'm going to say, because I actually got to go.
Not
in your personal opinion,
yes.
Do you think the harassment laws, the sexual harassment laws that are put in place in this country for the workplace, do you think it protects men, women, or both?
I believe it favors women. I believe though the laws that are on the books can be used by both sexes. However. Mm-hmm. I believe the thought process, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
The thought process behind said laws, as in like when you go talk to a human resource representative or someone else, is very skewed towards the vag. Okay? Like if you have a dick and balls, you're not going to be, treated somewhat the same sometimes.
You're
really
not supposed to offend
sorry for you.
Easy.
Nobody.
Yeah, we're not. That's the other thing. Where people bring up this whole, we're men. We're supposed to be tough.
Like we can't be raped.
Yeah, like the argument is we can't be raped. Yeah. That's really the argument.
Yeah.
But the thing is, now it's getting even worse. Like, everybody's got feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's.
We become a pussified world and everything's about everyone's feelings. How do you feel?
Not all day from afternoon to light.
I don't blame women for that. I blame fucking society at large. Everybody, dude. It's not just chicks. Look, I'm a very old school dude. I still call chicks chicks, and I call them broads. I still call them fuck. I like sometimes I'll say this girl, and it's a full grown woman, and I know I have to stop and go. I mean woman, because I don't want to get a fucking letter. Because you
know, I was gonna ask, like, you don't go hate toots every now and then.
No, and that, not, no,
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 I do
no.
that.
No, no, I have no. Look, I
do
have,
that.
I have
as
definitely
a joke when they know. Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, I have definitely called. I have called girls cunts to their face. I don't give a shit.
I was the England.
This is why I fucking love you, Eddie.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. The fact if you're being cunty, I'm gonna call you a cunt. Ooh. Sorry, if you're being twatty,
God, I love you.
You're gonna be look. What are they gonna go? Hey, fatty! Hey, you're being a dick! Yeah. Hey, you're being
exactly.
You're
You've heard
the
that a billion times in your
shit.
Fucking life.
Yeah.
It's not gonna hurt you.
No, it's
the
not
word
gonna...
cunt is gonna scar a woman.
Oh, words
unless
only...
she's from England.
Words only hurt if you allow them to fucking hurt. Some girls, some women. I don't want to say girls because I'll get another letter. Some women revel in their cuntiness. They revel in it. They love it. They wear shirts that say, I go from zero to cunt in 3.2 seconds. They do it all the time.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a bitch, and I love being a bitch. So be a bitch, but embrace what you are. Don't act as if I'm the one just... This ain't the Temple of Doom. I didn't just find the secret passage to your cuntiness.
Really?
You literally have been a cunt since I've known you, right? So stop fucking acting like you're not a cunt, okay? It's the same thing. I act like me, and some people... I'm very polarizing. Some people love me. Some people fucking hate me. That's how the world works. Ooh. Billy's from another planet. I don't know what Billy even does. Billy, sometimes when you're going to ask him a question, he doesn't even give you a straight fucking answer.
Absolutely not.
Billy, what color is the sky? Well, you know I like cheese. What the fuck does that mean? I don't fucking know.
Let me tell you.
You should really run for office, Billy.
And then Billy,
I'd be great at it, I know.
And then Billy fucking tells you, like, well, the audience should figure it out. And you're like, what the fuck?
And they do.
No, they don't.
Sure they do. They hide in little storage lockers and call us during the show.
Well, that's because Morgan...
I don't like it, Billy.
Yeah. I don't like you, Billy. I don't like you, Billy.
All right.
No, I'm not him. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You said people like it. I don't like it.
He don't like it. You don't like it, Bill. Change your shit. All right, Marcus.
I love you, Bill.
Let me hang up on you because I know you got to go back to work.
Oh, all right,
take it easy.
Okay, bye,
talk to you later. Marcus, thank you. Bisexual Marcus.
So resident woman hater.
But see, I don't know. He hates women. But he hates women, but some of it was fucking very poignant.
Well, he has good reasons.
He made accurate points.
Yes,
I can't say he's wrong.
No.
That's the thing.
If it's worded in a quote-unquote politically correct way, it'll go over.
Yeah. By the way, your fiancé in the Facebook Live suite, he never gives a straight answer.
No.
No shit. I've known him longer than you.
Are you kidding?
I know. It can melt your brain when you try to talk to Billy. I understand your pain, honey. I love you. I get it.
Have you moved in yet, by the way?
I'm getting there.
Oh, my God.
I'll probably be there by the end of the month.
Wait until they have to do their vows.
I can't
and Billy's
it.
On the stage. When she goes, when the priest goes, do you promise to honor, love, and obey this woman? As long as you both shall live. And he'll go.
What's for dinner?
Do you know that the railroad can move at a speed accurate to the... What? He asked you a question. Do you fucking honor and obey her? I don't know.
Albuquerque leaves at 12:55. Yeah. This one leaves at 13:12.
I have to get up at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
I have to go to work. Can we speed this up? Hey, Baloney Tits is in there as well.
Who's that Baloney?
Baloney Tits, John. He calls me Baloney Tits and calls and then says some stuff, says some Baloney Tits stuff. Okay. And then the kid yells and then he fucking goes home.
There you go, Johnny.
I don't know. To me, anyway, we're still back to the point of that... the snowball effect, all Marcus kind of proved is us accurate, that the snowball effect of the hashtag Me Too movement and the hashtag Time's Up really wasn't thought out. It was, yes, let's go after the men who are dickheads. We got that. We're cool with that.
Yeah.
We're on your team. Show enough, sisters. Let's burn some bras.
There you go.
I got your back on that one. But the fact of the matter is, you're taking down a whole bunch of other fucking guys, innocent men. Who haven't sexually assaulted or harassed or anybody, because what's going on is we're just branding every man that has a set of testicles and a penis. We're all getting the SP. We're all getting sexual predator put on our fucking chest.
Some of us are nice guys.
Yes, not Joe, but some of us are nice guys.
There was a time people would actually defend themselves.
Nikki Biggs is in there as well. We got Michael in the Facebook Live suite. Fran is in there as well.
Oh, Franny.
We got a ton of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. The numbers are moving up.
That explains why we have to go to a break.
We're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, I promise Joe we're going to talk a little Trump. Oh. And I think I might sway some other people. Let's get back. That's what we call a radio tease. Yeah, that bitch too. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these ones.
Oh. And now, Japan! Kamasha!
Break for 30 seconds.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
You.
I know. Shine down on see nothing but rent.
I want to know.
For a couple of days.
Get out the school.
It was raining when you came in, wasn't it?
Yeah. We got nothing compared to what they're going to hit.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, front of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live. You can either call us on that phone line. It's a full load of hot-button topics today, so jump in whenever you feel like it.
He said load.
I know. That's why I said it.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. In the Facebook Live suite, my boy Nikki Biggs is in there hanging out. Nikki Biggs met him at the ED Awards and the ED Convention. He was the guy that set up that giant stage that I interviewed those chicks on.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Amazing. By the way, look him up. Okay. Nikki Biggs. You gotta check out all the stuff he can do. I told you, he was the guy that made that, literally a strip club in the middle of a convention center. Right. It was beautiful.
Does he sexually harass anybody?
I don't think he's got time. I don't believe he has time. But I bet you somebody has sexually harassed him because he's a good-looking man.
Ooh.
You never know. You can go to the Facebook Live suite and, of course, hit us up there and say hi. Lilius is in there as well. By the way, Lilius, I was watching a documentary about the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
And Sal, my former uncle, because he's not my uncle anymore, but Sal Piro, the guy that started the fan club, the guy that started all the Rocky Horror Picture Show stuff. The reason why they throw stuff at the screen is because of Sal Piro.
Oh, really?
So just, you know, and that's Lilius, his sister, by the way. I guess former aunt. When the family gets a divorce, I don't know what the fuck you call anymore. Yeah. But anyway, so he was in the documentary.
Those midnight showings of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Well, yeah, in different places.
Not like it used to be.
It used to be everywhere. Yeah. That's what the documentary was showing. It was showing the midnight movies.
Yeah.
That there was it's a documentary. I believe you can get it on Stars.
My son was hooked to that for a while. I mean, these are great. Right.
Every weekend you went. Yeah,
because it was a happening.
Used to bring toast and guns.
Well, all that stuff was started because of my former uncle, Sal Piro.
How cool.
Because he was the guy that ran the fan club, and that's what started all these people meeting up. That's what started making the collective that would show up at the midnight movies and dress up.
Mm-hmm.
And people would bring lighters. That's why the lighters almost burned down the buildings.
Yeah.
You had to bring
toilet paper, rice.
Everything. And that was fundamentally because of him. So.
But that's great.
And
the creative
lines that people were coming up with.
Yeah.
Like,
that's audience participation. Thus
created a not-so-great movie into a cult phenomenon.
Classic,
which is pretty much what this show is. It's a not-so-great
radio show.
You went to the Rocky Horror, but like then you were also, if you depended how drunk and how stoned you were, you either saw Pink Floyd, The Wall, or
Pink Flamingo?
No.
With Divine?
No.
She
didn't
ate
have
poop.
The same effect. And
she
the song,
ate poop.
The song remains the same.
Do you know that there's two scenes of poop in that movie?
She died,
I
didn't she?
Doubt it.
Yeah,
did she die?
It was a dude, but she died.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. Choked on something.
Choked on dick. There's two scenes of poop in that movie because that was in the documentary too, where it was showing how someone sent the scene where she goes, "Someone sent me a bowel movement." And it's some shit in a box.
Right.
And then the one where the dog takes the shit and she eats the dog shit.
Ooh.
So there's two scenes of fucking poop in that movie.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a very weird movie.
Anybody for pudding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wants chocolate pudding, everybody?
Carvel?
Mmm.
Soft serve.
Definitely soft serve. It's all coiled up and hot in a cone.
So good.
Delicious.
Mm.
All right, so speaking of a big piece of shit,
Omarosa
in the news.
Oh, Jesus.
Yay, did you see that transition, folks? There you go. Omarosa, by the way, playing the part of Omarosa today will be Joe. There you go. Whenever I wish to talk to Omarosa, Joe will... Yeah, that's how we will communicate through Omarosa.
Speaking of stoned and drunk.
Yeah, because when she talks, this is pretty much all I hear. Yeah. So Omarosa, by the way, still out there whoring out her book. I have tons of problems with this whole thing. This whole Omarosa... When, number one...
You met her today, right?
Yes, I met her for a brief second today at work.
Yeah. Did she slap you?
No. She went, "Me too!"
I want to be sexually harassed.
My whole thing is, number one, when the fuck did we start believing Omarosa?
Oh, Jesus.
When did Omarosa become the credible. Fucking credible source for anything? That's number one. Okay, number two.
Not the first time she was thrown off the show and she complained, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That kind of went, yeah, all right, well, what'd you think was going to happen to you? And now, voila.
But that's the thing. She was a reality loser from a reality show who became, literally, we were talking about cunts before. Anyone that wants to be cunty.
That's the model.
There you go. There's the floor model. Plan. Yeah. You can learn from the cunt, the cunt magnifique herself, the impresario of cunt. And it's the point of, no one believed her before. She was the a pariah in Hollywood. She started dating Michael Clark Duncan, God rest his soul, the big dude from Armageddon.
She killed him.
She was going to, did they marry or that was his fiance?
I don't know.
I don't know if they got married or that was the fiance. Yeah. He dies, tragically, he dies.
The guy in Green Mile, right?
Yeah.
The
big guy in Green Mile. Yeah. I don't know, Balls. That was him.
Yeah, he was good in the movie.
He killed Tom Hanks's urethra in that movie.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. Yeah. One time offset, one time on the set.
He grabbed his balls.
He grabbed his balls. Mm-hmm. The point I'm trying to make, though, is that Omarosa never has been the greatest.
No.
She hasn't been the moral compass pointing north. So now you have that. Now, that's one angle. Two, are we... I wrote this yesterday, and a lot of other people kind of was like, I don't know what the legal statute is. But I'm pretty sure if you record somebody without their knowledge, it's illegal.
Depending
now,
where.
I understand. Because now Sarah the Lesbian looked it up and pointed out that, that, and I read the same thing before she looked it up, so it was like we had the same answer.
Okay.
That if one of the parties involved knows, then it's fine. But nobody knew she was recording anything.
She did. Not, that's all that counts.
No. It has to be somebody else, not the person actually doing the recording. Has to fucking know. So literally right there, that's illegal. Let's just point that out.
Is that the law in Washington?
Billy King, if you can look up the law in Washington someone else. Nick, look up the law in Washington, because God forbid I can get Billy to do any work.
I got Nick, 60 things going.
Yeah,
here.
So have 61. Nick, if you can you look up taping someone is it illegal in Washington D.C. not the state of Washington D.C. okay, because we have to make sure we get the right fucking state here and make sure we get the right location of the White House and make sure we'll be fine. So now my point is this: I'm pretty sure also that when we'll find out the accuracy there, but I'm pretty sure. Either way, taping something inside of the White House probably not smart. And I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, it's got to be wrong in some column.
Well, when her book came out, they said that, she secretly taped these in areas where she was not supposed to have anything
absolutely.
To record.
And other fucking, and I want to say so-called news agencies or news fucking shows, The View, air shit on the, they take the, in my opinion, I'm not going to say I'm accurate yet, my opinion, take the illegal shit, that's, no one knew that it was being recorded. I mean, like, think about it, if you did your own, if you're in your own, I'll get to you, Billy, one second, I'll get to you the point. If you're doing it, if someone did it to her, there'd be laws up to, oh my God, I'm suing everybody.
How dare you?
If someone recorded you illegally, you didn't know, and you're speaking freely amongst your people, there's got to be a right to privacy. That's number one there. I'm not defending Trump. Stop. I can already hear you typing letters. I'm not defending Trump. I don't like Trump. Joe likes Trump. Write him to Joe. I don't like Trump.
No, I'm
not defending him. But I am defending... Hold on. Let me make my point. I'm defending the President of the United States of America. The office.
You make accusations without letting me reply.
Well, because I can see your wheels turning. Respect the office. You don't have to respect the man.
That's exactly
but respect
what I
the
said.
Office.
Yeah.
He's our president. Like it not. Like it or not, he's our fucking president. Billy, what'd you get on that fact? And then we'll go to Joe.
All righty.
Then we'll go to Joe, who's going to go, that's what I was kind of going to say, but I was also going to say I love Trump.
No.
DC makes it a crime to record a phone call or conversation unless one party to the conversation consents. See DC Code subsection 23-542.
Unless one party.
Yeah. Right. If you're
so
the one.
So somebody in that
boom.
Room. So now the other day this on The okay. View, on The View, fucking The Super Show, on The View, yeah. Trump's in the audio, Sarah Huckabee's in the video, yeah. And the audio, not video, and some other broad that I don't know offhand, and Omarosa's the one taping. So there's only four people in the fucking room.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to tell me that Trump okayed her taping? No. Sarah Huckabee? No. No. She probably didn't. None of them knew.
But she did.
But she did. And
who?
Omarosa. Omarosa.
No, it's not the person
that's,
taping.
That's perfectly fine.
No, it's not. The person, no, see, you're not reading the law statute correct. The person that you're taping has somebody in that room. If you have five people in the room, yeah. You can't count the person taping.
I agree.
You have
with
to
you.
Count the person that you're taping.
I agree.
The
with you.
Not the person actually who pushed record.
What's the interpretation?
The person,
of
the person that you're actually recording.
That doesn't
recording.
Give you interpretations.
It doesn't.
The person.
No,
that,
that's what we have the court judges for.
The person that you're recording has to be okay with it. If there's only two people in the room.
I would think so.
Okay?
Yeah.
You have to... Dude, I know for a fact in radio, no matter what fucking world you're in...
Radio's different.
No. Let me make my point. Yet again, you're like, Joe, you fucking... You don't let me finish. In radio, I have to tell you when you're on the radio.
Correct.
No matter what. It's the same thing because I'm recording you.
Sure.
This is being recorded. So if I say... By the way, you're on the radio, just so you know.
Worse than that, it's going out to other people.
It's going out to the universe.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I have to tell the party involved.
Well, that and also and, so you don't curse.
Well, no, not even just that. That's terrestrial. That's terrestrial. I'm talking about in this,
right.
On Sirius,
sure.
On other internet, compound media, they have to. You have to physically explain if you're calling
the person.
That's
why you have release forms and such.
Yeah, but you can't get a release. You have to get a verbal release over the phone.
Right.
Not like you get a verbal release from your girlfriend. I'm talking about a verbal release on the phone.
Yeah,
you have to say, the party on the phone has to say, acknowledge, I'm okay with that. They have to say okay. Now, it's the same if she's recording. If it's Omarosa and Trump in the room together, it's only two of them.
Which
okay?
is the one
she
tape
pushes,
they played
yeah.
over and over.
So she pushes record. He fucking probably didn't know that was going on.
No, he
so
didn't.
So therefore.
She has it in her breast.
Yeah, but she might have put it in her breast pocket. If he doesn't know about it, how is this not illegal? How are we not going after her for doing that?
She's consenting to do that.
She doesn't
consented.
Get the consent.
Yes, she can.
No, she doesn't get the consent.
That's how
the person,
it works.
No, it doesn't. The person you're taping has the consent.
I would think
yes,
so.
Bill,
that, how do you get secret tapes on somebody?
You don't.
You're running a wiretap is different. You have a federal fucking clearance to run a wiretap. It's not this. You can't
she
tape
no
somebody without their knowledge,
yes.
Bill. It's illegal.
She has the wiretap.
Dude, we could turn. Yes, it totally. Let's call 911. How can we call somebody in law enforcement?
Ask Alexa.
Yeah.
All right, we'll ask Alexa. Hold on. Alexa, is it illegal to tape somebody in a conversation without their knowledge?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
She don't even fucking
know. I don't
know.
I tell you.
Because there's too many laws
on
it.
The law is too vague.
Depending on which state, which
county. All right, wait, hold on.
We
get Nick, who has more of a brain than all of us in the room.
Nick will figure it out.
Because he looks it up. What if the person who records is not in the room and they bug the room? That's different. That's, you need a fucking,
yeah,
you need
the wiretap and
need,
a warrant.
Yeah, you
that.
Need a warrant for a wiretap, and you need a warrant to place a bug.
That's how they got Gotti.
But there's a legal statute. You're making a point. Someone is acknowledging that there's a tape thing going on.
Nobody in that room did.
No, that is different. That's a court-appointed thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about if I tape you, Billy, without your knowledge, it's illegal. I can't fucking just go, I acknowledge that I was taping. Ooh. That's not the same. It's illegal.
Apparently it is.
No, it's not. Because
that's how people do these things.
No, this is the problem. We're dealing with some people who just don't like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not looking into any of it. They're not caring that she just walked around taping shit.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, she was in places where you're not supposed to record anything.
She's inside the White House. Don't record shit.
No, you could do that here and there in different places in the White House. You could record and all this.
How many years did you work in the White House again, Bill? Did I miss the meeting?
No, this is what was said on one of these news broadcasts. That you can, like, you know, you walk
into.
How do we
know she wasn't walking into a secret room and the recorder's still on them?
That's what happened. These were private secret meetings in areas where you're not supposed to have recording devices and other things.
All right, here we go. From Giggles. Okay. It is illegal. It is illegal to record a conversation you are not part of.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You're not part of it. Yeah, if you're part of it, you can
that. But you are not the person that can give clearance. You are the one recording. You're doing the illegal act. You cannot say, yes,
I'm okay with this.
You can't do that.
Apparently you can.
Apparently no, Bill.
Says who?
Says the statute that says right here, one person has to know.
You're the one with the knowledge of this going on.
You are totally reading that wrong. That's inaccurate.
There's an app on your phone that allows you to do that.
What? You can record shit from your phone. Why do you think even when you're in a squad room, they tell you, we're recording now?
Yeah.
They tell you. They have to tell you, is my point. They can't just fucking start recording you without your knowledge.
Unless you're Miranda.
Why do you think there's signs that say?
Why do you think
there's signs that also say this building is being has recording capabilities?
Yeah.
If you don't want to be heard, don't come in. Quite frankly, they say.
Don't talk.
They have.
But that's not a conversation.
Wait,
you're not
my,
having
wait,
a conversation
on, read my
with
prior
the building.
Comment. You're having any private conversation that becomes public record because people can download it nowadays and fucking get your conversation. As long as the person who pushed the record, she's saying the same thing you are, but I don't see where that is written. So you're saying I can walk up to Billy's house.
Yeah.
And like Billy's having a private conversation with me about anything.
Right.
He wants to kill a bitch. And I record it, so I'm okay. I'm giving my justification. That's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
That's horseshit.
That can be used against me.
I don't think that is way.
So
I don't.
If I'm having phone sex or something like that, I can.
They can record. Anybody
they can record it.
And like a play.
The other person.
People?
Yeah.
I could just say yeah. Well, you know,
I still think
as long as you're not turning profit on it.
I still think me and Billy are wrong, and Giggles.
They have these guys who have these tapes of their girlfriends, sex tapes of their girlfriends.
Yeah, and then they can't do that. They can't use those.
No, they do.
That becomes like slut shaming and then a cybercrime. Yeah, if you post it anywhere.
And also certain things that are supposed to be confidential, like the sex tapes and stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you sign a release for that person to release it.
Oh.
That's different.
From Nick, Whataburger down the street from him has a poster on the entry that says TV cameras can come in anytime, part of a reality show of I think it's Whataburger. Sorry.
Right.
He moved. Yeah, because it's a Whataburger. But that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you that I believe I could be wrong, but I don't think you're right either. So we'll just agree to disagree, but I think you have to notify at least one person involved that you're going to record in there.
It would make sense, but, you know, there's a lot of laws that don't make sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's still in San Francisco, by the way, illegal to shoot bunnies off the back of a trolley.
Yeah.
For instance, that's a law that's still in the books.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
I cannot record a conversation that I am not part of. I actually had this conversation with an attorney.
You didn't spell attorney right. I agree. Fine. You can't record a private conversation. I get that. If you're not in it. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how you can give... Wait, hold on. Let me make my point. I don't see how you can give... The person pushing record, giving authority there makes no sense. At least someone else in the room acknowledging that they're being recorded makes more sense to me. Do you see my
point?
Right,
I know what you're saying. That's just not how it's written in
some places.
That makes sense
to me.
I'm sure in some places, some states, it may be that way in some
jurisdictions. If you and Billy are talking, it would be illegal for me to record that conversation without asking use. I think she spelled use wrong, too.
Okay.
But the fact is, even though Giggle's spelling is atrocious aside, she makes perfect points. I still think If you're in the White House recording, I think it's fuck whatever. Right, so all right, let's just say
you're not Nixon and
We're not burning the Watergate tapes. All right, let's just say Omarosa's right. Holy shit, that's a fucking sentence that's never been said. So let's just say she's right. She's accurate. The tapes are fine. It's still just she recorded nothing. Can we bring that up? We're too busy getting stuck on the particulars here.
The whole thing where Trump said to her, I heard you're leaving us. You know, what happened? Like, you know, that whole little spiel.
Well, the point she was trying to make, I think, with that particular conversation is Trump doesn't know what's going on in the White House.
Right. That's what she was
saying. And he probably doesn't.
You know damn well he knew she was gone.
Well, you know, but
you could hear it in his voice, too.
I'm sure they probably would have said to her, hey, look, this is your girlfriend here. Well, not girlfriend, but, you know, this is a friend of yours.
This is your buddy.
I mean, she's there for a reason.
Hey, thumbs up, Wendy. Wendy the retard. Hang on.
Hey, Wendy, baby.
My point, I think she's not a piece of shit. I think that point blank.
She hates me.
Well, she hates you for good reason.
This
not
could
that,
be why.
She ain't that retarded then. I think that, and I said this to Joe before, that Omarosa has been plotting this from the get-go.
Right.
I think she took the job. She's been recording stuff because she knew she's going to write a book. Yeah. She knew that she knows how to work the press, obviously, because she's been on 9 million fucking shows.
Oh,
and like today, she was on 9 million fucking shows. I personally believe, though, that Omarosa brings nothing to the table. Everything that she's said is only her opinion. Oh. Nothing based on. She's called the president of the United States of America mentally fucking. Not mentally challenged. She's not like Wendy the
deficient.
Went mentally deficient, or that he's got mental problems in general.
And she's okay.
No,
amnesia.
No, but not even that. Fuck the fact that you know, it's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Really?
It's the point of, it's like slanderous shit. You can't just. I can't walk out and just go like if Obama. If it was any other president, fuck that Obama.
Okay.
Anybody. Remember, Bush was treated this way too. His intelligence was always fucking questioned. Absolutely. And look, this is also a guy that almost died eating a bowl of pretzels by himself.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it was a good game.
I'm not saying he's a fucking genius.
Cheney was really running.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, look, he had a movie written about him that was fucking pretty much not positive. He was mocked openly and duly show. You had stupid shit that you did, mission accomplished on the top of an aircraft carrier. You're a fucking moron. There's no two ways about it. Trump has done dumb shit too. I'm not saying he hasn't. Wow. And I'm not saying he's not a fucking misogynistic fucking megalomaniac.
I agree.
But the point still is.
But nothing's changed since before he got there.
I was saying that to Joe. I didn't like him. Before,
yeah.
I don't like him more now because he's my president. I still don't like him.
But he's doing a great job as president.
That's your opinion. That's fine.
That's everybody's opinion.
It's not everybody's opinion.
If
go
that
ask.
Was the case,
no, it's not everybody's fucking opinion.
No, they don't like the man. They can't complain about what he's doing as president.
They do all the time. What shows are you watching,
Joe? Watch
they
all
totally
the.
Complain.
They can complain, but they ain't got an ounce of proof about anything he's doing wrong.
Watch all the ad campaigns.
They never have fucking proof.
That's not true. But truth is truth.
Yeah, but they
you
never
gotta
have
go
fucking
by what's
proof.
Being going on. You gotta look at the economy. You gotta look at a world affairs. You gotta look at everything that Trump's
how
done in the first
you, how dare
two
you,
years and say that he's doing a bad job as president. If you could say that with an honest straight face,
I'm not saying
if you
that.
You can say
though.
That with an honest straight face. Then you know you're full of shit.
The guy came in and said he was going to do something about the immigration, so he did, and everybody had an outrage. But he did something. He's not the only one who said he was going to do something.
Not only that,
but he did something, whether it was right
no
or wrong.
There's no surprises with this guy.
Right.
He said this from the day he...
Wait a minute. There's surprises every day with this guy.
No, the first day... let me finish.
There is.
Even
the
within
day,
the same paragraph.
Shut up, Billy. The first day he got... The first day...
Shut up, Billy!
The first fucking day when he was in Trump's house, says, I'm running for president. The first thing he says is that the fucking illegal bastards got to stop.
Okay.
I'm building a fucking wall. I want to keep him out of this country. Hey, no surprise.
No retreat. No fucking surrender.
Fuck you, Billy.
Sorry. That was funny.
The truth is, there's no surprise. He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, and the country voted for him.
Wait, hold on.
That's what they wanted.
Hold on.
What they got.
Okay, we're not disputing that. Shut up for 4 seconds. We're saying to you that not everybody is okay with the Trump plan.
No. You know? I understand the fact that nobody likes the man.
I got it.
The man.
Yeah, gotcha.
And believe me, that's why we were talking before about impeachment. Yeah. You're going to impeach the guy? Find the fucking reason.
There's no reason. Get me some fucking evidence. I've always said that.
Any bit.
I said stop.
What is he doing wrong? You know, as president of the United States, don't tell me that. Oh yeah,
I didn't say he was doing anything wrong as president.
He's a bigot. He fucks around with women. He does this. So what?
He's not the first one to ever do it.
Me, forget about it. You go back to Eisenhower. Eisenhower was fucking his.
I really go further back.
I swear to God.
And then the only guy who wasn't doing anything wrong was Truman.
I'd love to see Joe on some kind of fucking campaign ad.
Oh,
where he sits down and he goes, so. Our president's been a bigot. He's fucking women. He's doing this, that. So what?
That's how he's going to go at it.
So what?
But see, here's the dangerous side. My point, what I was trying to make, even though you fucking went on a filibuster.
The point's on the top of your head. That's it.
The point's on the tip of my dick, and you can suck it. My point is.
Toothpicks for everyone.
Yay! My point still is that the fact is. That, by the way, Wendy the retard said, shut up and let the other guys talk.
Fuck you, Wendy. And don't even listen to this show anymore. I don't want you in the chat room. Get the fuck out.
Holy shit.
Hey, don't kick my retard out. The point is that the other side of the table should actually, instead of fucking trying to get him thrown out, come up with a candidate.
That's
the only way you're going to beat him.
Oh, absolutely.
Come up with a fucking candidate. Yeah. You can't fucking say.
Who do they got? Cuomo the homo? Who do they got?
Yes, you did.
Easy there.
I did giggles. I said you spelled attorney wrong. She got mad at me. I'm like, you did. You put two words. You put the an attorney. You put it together. So it was an attorney. That's an eternity.
Yeah, it was almost like an eternity.
So, yeah.
It's like Antonio.
Which has been an eternity as long as your engagement to Billy.
Another break.
718-577-1389.
Hey, Frank, how you feeling?
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Like a bag full of dicks at a lesbian convention.
There you go. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. We're going to learn how to spell. We're going to get some ice for Joe's balls.
And now it went for Hillary's vagina.
There you go. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
It's Jim Brewer. I'm gnawing on some ham with Uncle Eddie. Stick that in your snot box, see what comes out.
Yeah. I hope to God this is the live read. It is. ReligionTequila.com, ReligionTequila.com. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila. Man, they've won a ton of awards. 2017 Best Respondo Tequila, Best Tequila in general at the New York World Wine and Spirits Competition, as well as countless other awards. To learn more about my new favorite tequila that I had while I was in Vegas, and I loved it, and I'm going to get Jay to send Joe a bottle, or maybe all three of the beautiful quality, different flavors of tequila that Religion Tequila has, I will get on that. But I will also tell you to go to ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. All right? Don't be a beast of burden. ReligionTequila.com. Yeah. Oh, it's time for the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Biatch, come on!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Brad Pitt's charity is being sued after homes built for victims of Hurricane Katrina continue to be in a state of disrepair. Currently embroiled in a bitter divorce and custody battle, broken homes are clearly Brad's thing. A back-to-school photo of Tori Spelling's children is receiving negative comments with claims her kids are unkempt and out of shape. Unfortunately, the Spelling family constantly running from creditors does not count as exercise. Kanye West is serious about a possible bid in the 2020 presidential race, which may take place in 2019 if this happens.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Star of the reality show 90 Day Fiancé, George Nava, will only serve 2.5 years behind bars. His foreign bride constantly threatening to leave him if he doesn't make more money. Nava asked the judge to make it 5.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed.
I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed.
Slipknot. If you ain't awake, you are fucking now.
What?
I said 718-577-1389. Now you're fucking
quiet, please. I am analyzing.
Your fucking fiance's mad at me now.
Why? Well, you totally
she goes, do your research before you start running your mouth.
Yeah, really? Come
all
on,
right,
man.
What was I wrong about? I still think I'm right, and you're wrong.
How do you know the law's the law?
Yeah, but we don't know when exactly. None of us are in Washington, D.C. right now.
There's all different. Every state has different
I'm just pointing
interpretations
out
on how it's you taken know, and
I,
done.
I watch like Judge Judy and Judge Julian all the time, and they always play recorded conversations.
Right.
With
yeah.
people. They always do, you know. I don't know if they get permission.
Yeah, but usually, and usually
well,
in the
when they air it on TV, they get both parties.
Yeah, both parties have to agree. Yeah. My point is being is we're now. It's not just recording of the conversation. I understand that my research was wrong, supposedly, from Giggles.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, if you're airing it, though...
I trust Giggles.
No, right. I'm just saying, you're airing it, though. You're airing the private conversation on the
story.
Air. So wouldn't somebody have to be notified? That's my point.
And in a roundabout way, you're making money because of that.
Exactly.
Right,
so,
which you're not supposed to be able to do, I believe.
Exactly.
I think Trump is in on it, and he's getting money out of it.
I'm just my point.
Why not?
He probably went Omarosa. Let's write. You write the book. You know, you'll show me a few million on the side or whatever.
Giggles, your attorney might actually be wrong because you don't live in Washington D.C., where this happened. Holy shit! She's making a federal case out of it.
Well, then we got to go to D.C. And then it's a whole different thing with
Giggles,
the different judges.
Last time I looked, your ass lives where? Where does she live?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You live in Brooklyn. That is a bus ride and a half away from Washington, D.C., right?
Ooh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. If you take the Flatbush line, it's you get there quicker.
Okay, so take the Flatbush line. Either way.
500 miles.
I know. I was just fucking agreeing with the
moron. 200 miles. What is 200 miles to Washington?
Could
be.
Giggles. I was going to say. Yeah. I renamed Alexa. Okay. Alexa, how many miles from Brooklyn to Washington, D.C.?
Brooklyn, Michigan?
Brooklyn is 204 miles from Washington, D.C., as the crow flies.
Okay, so now...
I ain't no crow, baby.
So now your attorney, who, I don't know, wasn't handling a legal matter in Washington, which was 204 miles away from where your legal problem was fucking...
As the crow flies.
Yeah, was over here. You see, there might be a different, I don't know, legal precedent over there! Just pointing that out. Okay?
Could be, but I don't know.
We don't know. That's my point. We literally don't know. We don't know. One thing I do know is, did everyone else hear this Paul McCartney story?
Whoa.
I'm fascinated by it.
Did he rent the concert for free or something?
No.
Like that?
Yeah.
That wasn't the story. Fuck the concert.
What was the story?
Fuck the music. Did you hear that Paul McCartney and John Lennon used to jerk off next to each other?
Oh.
I shit you not.
I kind of believe that.
From Paul McCartney's own mouth.
Goonies never say die.
From Paul McCartney's own mouth.
Really?
GQ did an article billed as the Untold Stories of Paul McCartney. All right. And the not only was there a story that like Paul McCartney got busted for pot in Japan.
Oh,
and this
so
and
much.
When they go through all the stuff that's in the story... Okay?
Yeah.
One of the actual thing, and you can look this up if you feel like I'm making it up, or if Giggles wants to check with her attorney.
Okay.
The fact is, Paul McCartney admitted that him and John Lennon used to jerk off together. Well, him and John Lennon and some other people would jerk off, and then they would scream out like hot chicks of that era. All right? They're kind of like, you know, peg you on.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I'm thinking
was
that
before.
Was
yeah.
Twiggy, Twiggy and Mrs. Peel. And...
Well,
oh, Mrs. Peel, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was hot.
Yeah. There you go. It was the boots.
Did you see her on Game of Thrones? She was on Game of Thrones?
Was she?
Yeah, well, the actress, you know, I forgot her name.
I can't remember it.
But
wait, Emma Peel in the Avengers?
Yeah. I forgot the actress's name that played her. But anyway, she
had boots
Roger
and tight
McDowell.
Pants. Roger McDowell.
She looks... like an old lady, an old lady, a fat
because,
old lady.
Because get this, I talked to...
she didn't age well.
I talked to Giggles' attorney. Turns out that lady is old.
No, but you know, so look at Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda still looks hot.
Yeah, but something tells me somebody paid for that.
I wouldn't fuck Jane Fonda.
Oh, I do it in a minute.
I wouldn't fuck Jane Fonda with Giggles strap on, Billy pushing, and you cheering us on.
I'd pay for Jane Fonda. Oh. Probably cost a lot of money because she's rich, but you know...
Diana Rigg,
right. But she looks horrible. I mean, she's a good actress, and she played a part on Game of Thrones. You've never seen Game of Thrones, have
Hold
you?
On, I'm thinking about them jerking off to A Hard Day's Night.
Now you know what the song's about.
Yep. I was trying so hard not to do.
I've been joking like a dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was trying not to do what everyone else did, that cliche.
What?
You know the song from the Beatles, Come Together?
Oh,
I was trying not to do that joke.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
How could you let it pass by?
Well, because everyone did it already.
Let the challenge
begin.
Begin.
So, we learned that Paul McCartney,
yeah,
who I detest.
Did
I don't
they
like
jerk off each other? Or?
No, they jerked off in the same room.
They had a big race.
At the same time they would race.
Oh.
And they jerk off, and
they're probably kids.
Now you know what that whole "I got blisters on my fingers" is from.
I got blisters on my fingers. Did you just say they were kids?
They
like
were
that's
probably,
okay?
They're probably kids. Yeah, 15, 16.
You jerked off. You would jerk off with a bunch of guys in a room.
Well, I have a small dick, so I wouldn't let nobody see
well,
it.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I was ashamed of it.
Except for the little old lady around the
well,
corner.
Why are you defending and saying...
I'm not defending.
Yes, you did. You said, they were kids.
They were probably kids. Kids do things like that, you know.
You got to remember, these...
Well, like, let's face it. Once they made it, they didn't have to jerk off. They just go, hey, Sally, come over here.
I need somebody help.
Yeah.
Not just anybody help.
There's 48 groupies in the room, you know. Sex was not a problem.
I don't know. I don't like Paul McCartney, so anything negative, I'm fine with. I'm I am a Beatles fan.
He's had plastic surgery, you know. He looks better.
I'm a Beatles fan.
Better.
Wait, I want to point this out. I'm a Beatles fan, but I'm not
a McCartney.
I'm a McCartney fan because he still acts like he's a teenager, and he's 108 years old.
He's 77.
Cut the shit, Paul. Stop it.
How old is he? 77?
I think so.
He's old
76,
as fuck.
77.
I saw Yoko Ono the other day.
They had their, carry her around.
Whoa, she shot,
they were
man.
Holding her
forget
up.
Forget about it. Well, that needle money ain't helping her, man.
Well,
but she's in her 80s, I think. She
might
was
be.
Older. Ask Alexa how old Yoko Ono was.
Don't
Alexa,
say that three times.
How old is Yoko Ono?
Sorry, I don't know how old you're on. Featuring RZA and You God. Is
Alexa, that's... how old is Yoko Ono?
Yoko Ono is 85 years old.
85.
She was born on February 18th, 1933.
Fucking old.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now you know why she sings so good.
Yeah.
Joe, don't.
Her new album, I Caught My Pubes in the Zipper.
My God.
Oh, let's not do that.
She's horrible.
Yeah.
Fucking just say it. It's not like Yoko's going to walk in. She's horrible.
She wouldn't make it down the steps
but
without falling.
Rich, I think she's one of the richest women in the world. She's up there. She's up there with Oprah.
Why did John Hinckley miss her?
I don't know.
That's all I fucking.
You
know.
Don't really.
Bullets were scared.
She would have been the world. Not that Lennon was such a great guy.
Hinckley shot at Lennon, and she went. And the bullets went. She's like fucking Black Canary from the Justice League.
This is not the
bullet. What's your superpower, Yoko?
Oh, God.
You have Muslim people that do the Muslim prayer in Mecca.
Oh, yeah.
That make more sense than Yoko Ono.
Absolutely, yeah.
Alexa.
Yes.
Shazam.
Alexa. Play Yoko Ono songs.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I couldn't find any Yoko Ono songs.
No! There really aren't any.
Jesus.
Those aren't songs.
Even iTunes have banned them.
Wait, let me see if I can do it this way. Alexa, can you play the Yoko Ono song?
I don't know that one.
Okay, just make a joke.
Okay.
Can you play the one that she did on Letterman that one night?
Oh, she actually
I can find that
she
one.
She actually did a song on Letterman?
Yeah.
Oh, she did a ton of shit on Letterman.
Yeah, and you could see...
You could see Letterman, literally going, I should retire.
I honestly never saw Paul, the attraction, Paul, though. She's really not an attractive woman.
Schaefer just playing in the background, like, really? What are we doing? Why am I doing it?
Yoko Ono Letterman.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, isn't that where we got the audio?
No, that was her Subway appearance.
All right.
For some art arcade or something.
Cheshire Cat Cry.
And it did.
Cheshire Cat Cry is the name of this song. This is Yoko Ono.
Cheshire Cat Cry.
Yeah, wait. Hold on for a minute. Let's get it from the beginning. Let's get it from Letterman. Man. There you go.
Yeah, we are borrowing from you, Mr. Pants.
I love how she's like, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a guy in a hood with a fucking megaphone.
I like the reverb.
Of course.
By the way, can she get new shtick? Does she really have to do stop the violence, stop the wars?
Well, it's
like, don't
still
we have,
works.
Don't we fucking, yeah, didn't you do that in the sleep in there?
Yeah,
when you,
sure.
We get it.
Better in for,
we,
better
we
in
get
for
it.
Peace. Yeah.
You and John didn't like war.
Yeah.
We get it. Make love, not war. We get it, Yoko.
I didn't really care for war either, you know.
Well, turns out not a lot of people
not
do,
not too many do.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
There are those that thrive on it, but
except
not
your boy
too
Trump.
Many. I don't
oh!
Know.
I smell a success.
Giggles, you didn't prove me wrong. You read the same fucking thing your freaking fiance read. That doesn't prove me wrong.
What's that?
Jesus Christ. She copy and pasted the fucking thing that Billy read
okay.
from Washington. And now she's like, now she's talking shit. She goes, don't mention when I prove you wrong. It's okay. Woman, I will
I'm
fucking...
I'm not wearing any pants.
If you
film at 11.
Thank you. If you proved me wrong, I would fucking admit it. You didn't prove shit. You copy and pasted what your fiancé said on the show.
Yeah.
Thank God you have Google.
We have Alexa.
Yeah.
The popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
One of her better songs.
It's got words. It's got a few words in
yeah,
it that
yeah.
form sentences. And there we go. I remember at this point the little music stand fell on my foot. And that's where these words came from.
God. All those musicians must be going, when do we get our check?
Yeah, they're like, thank God we get paid for this. They're probably all saying to each other, you know, we could play this song completely wrong.
Hey, Eddie, please.
She
that,
would
that
know.
Can't take any longer, so.
Most people never did.
I don't know what to say, quite frankly. Giggles says, you are incapable of comprehension. Giggles, to you I say this, to quote a great philosopher by the name of Yoko Ono. Do you know what that means? Because I sure as fuck don't. Yeah. I don't know. Your fiance's mad at me now.
Yeah, he could be.
I guess that's just what's going on. I don't fucking know.
That's it.
She's always mad at Billy, so what the fuck is the difference? Now
she's
mad
not
at
mad
now,
at Billy. She
now
makes
she's
some,
mad
she
at
makes some veggie lasagna and everything. Why would she
hey,
be
Billy,
mad?
Hey, Joe, what's in that veggie lasagna?
Sawdust.
Yeah, Joe with your sawdust.
Oh, you told me.
I never said sawdust. I said carrots. You and that sawdust.
Yeah, that's what got him in trouble the last time. She totally believed. See, the problem is with Giggles, she automatically believes everything that's said on this show. So when you go, Billy told me it was sawdust. Billy gets a yelling at later. How dare you?
And I never said anything remotely close to that.
No. Oh, you sure you did?
Billy said.
Sure
Billy
did.
Said. Like, I, no, 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 Which means sawdust. Wait, but he never said sawdust.
It was like, what she put in? It was vegetarian something? Like,
No.
There was no like meatballs or nothing like that, you know?
No, she added carrots to the sauce and it changed everything. That's all.
Something else.
She said carrots go in to sweeten it out and it was different for
the
me.
The lady that cooks with sawdust says my head is a bowling ball with ears. She's not, I'm going to say, accurate.
Okay.
How do I disagree with you? You're right. I don't know what to say. It's the size of a bowling ball with ears.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not wrong.
That's so true.
I guess.
And your secret ingredient is sawdust. Shut up. We're both angry at each other. Be quiet.
Oh, God.
I love her. She knows it.
Yeah, of course.
She fucking touches Billy's winky. I don't fucking... Somebody has to.
Somebody has a nerve, huh?
Without a medical license.
Yeah, wait.
I had a cousin.
Wait, no matter how mean she is to me,
yeah.
You have to sleep with Billy.
That's right. Pain on you.
There you go, Bill. I stood up for you. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was talking about... I had a cousin who was a vegan. And you know, we went over our house one time for dinner. And it was the worst experience of my life.
Because she said, get a plate and go out to the lawn.
I just mowed the lawn. Here's the fresh clippings.
Yeah. Here you go. Take the flowers out of the pots. No, that's dessert.
The poor girl, she must have slaved for hours because she had about 20 dishes. Like, you know, all these vegan dishes.
Yeah.
Like, right? And nothing tasted like what it was supposed to taste like.
The best thing about vegans is they tell you, they order it, they go, you'll never know this doesn't have any meat in it.
Yeah.
I totally fucking know.
Or they tell you, you know, this is absolutely lobster Cantonese. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's neither lobster nor Cantonese in here.
Yeah.
For the most part, I would agree.
How come it tastes like hummus?
Chickpeas for everyone.
It tastes like hummus Cantonese.
It tastes like hummus.
Yeah.
There's red peppers in this one.
Oh. Well, now I got pre-cum. Jesus.
Give me a cracker.
Give me a cracker.
The cracker doesn't even taste like a cracker.
No, because they don't believe in the cracker. The crackers are made from almond paste.
Whatever, yeah.
And it's flattened.
You're
and
lucky if it's almond paste.
Yeah.
Billy, what's the, and be honest, what's the worst thing she's tried to feed you that was, and I'm not talking about something she's made. I'm talking about something like that she's bought. And she's like, you'll never believe this did not bacon.
Actually, I don't know. I mean,
and I'm like, I fucking believe it. Trust me, I believe it. It's not fucking bacon. Okay, stop fucking lying to yourself. It's not bacon.
It's really tuna fish.
This shit is not.
Really tuna fish.
Oh, by the way, can I? Speaking of.
I don't think they substitute that.
Because I know Billy's not going to answer because he's too afraid.
Okay.
I have to talk about real food for a second.
Oh, sure.
I have now become addicted, and I literally, like an idiot, bought them in Manhattan. I'm addicted to fucking lox on a bagel.
Oh, they're delicious.
I am fucking addicted. My friend's husband, over the weekend, he went because he loves seafood. So he goes and gets me a bagel with lox.
Yeah.
I got lox and butter because I don't like cream cheese.
Okay.
So he gets me, and I'm like, dude, I was literally making love to this bagel.
Oh, try whitefish if you like to.
Really?
Yeah, smoked whitefish with a bagel. Oh. God,
but so smoked good. Whitefish, like, it's the same way? Prepared, like a slice? What is it?
Well,
or is it in a jar?
No, they slice it. Actually, it is one of those things that tastes like something else.
Yeah.
Yo, this actually tastes like... It's
not a little bit.
Can you eat, Billy, are you allowed to eat lox?
I'm not eating it. It never looked appealing to me.
Oh, they're amazing.
That's an old joke. That's why they can't put the Jews in jail.
Why?
They eat lox. Whoa. Yeah.
Hey. Those crazy Jews.
Wow.
How do they get away with it? You know why they can't play football?
Why?
They're always trying to get the quarterback. I'll tell you.
All right, but
bad Jewish jokes.
Please stop the Jew jokes.
Right, Joe. No.
Didn't they just have a new year?
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so stop fucking with the Jews.
Where's my dickie?
What year
Where's
is
Where's my dickie?
Is this like the Chinese, they got the year of the cat?
No, they're the 5,779 or 8.
Wow,
no, 9. It's 9.
That's an old person.
But no, but then that means they're from the future. If we're only in 2018,
whatever,
and they're from the year 5,779, Jews are from the future.
Well, the past.
But how'd they get there?
What?
Huh?
They ate lox.
There you go.
They ate the lox and opened up the time stream.
What is that religion with the spaceships?
Every one of them besides ours. Mormons have spaceships. Scientology has spaceships.
One of them, the spaceship is coming to take us away.
Yeah.
They're all coming to take us away.
I'm telling you right now. So back onto my lox. So you're saying that whitefish, smoked whitefish
is
good too?
Try it. It's not as... pungent as lox.
Oh, I like the pungency, though. I like that smoked
different, but the smoked whitefish is very good.
Let me tell you.
Fresh bagels. Got to have a fresh bagel.
No, I bought it in the city today, and let me tell you, that bagel was the most expensive bagel I've ever eaten in my life.
$93.12?
No, it was an $11 bagel.
Yeah, well,
it was an $11 bagel I had this morning.
Like a sandwich they make it.
Because it had, yeah, no, they put a shitload of lox on it. I'm not going to say they didn't.
Yeah, lox is not cheap.
No, they're not.
No.
And my guy likes me, the guy at the bagel store, because I spend money hand over fist. Oh, yeah. So he likes me.
$11
bagel. Yeah. So he hooked me up. It was like fucking this of lox, and then a bagel. It was a sandwich, but it was like, but the thing was, I ordered other food with it. So now it was an $11 bagel and other food because I didn't know how much I thought I was going to get two slices of lox.
Yeah.
Like in Jersey, it was like maybe three pieces of lox on each thing. It was a lot. Yeah, in Manhattan, you're laughing, you're crying too much. Giggles, I love you. Don't be mad.
That's right. We're coming over for dinner, Giggles.
We're coming over for dinner.
That's right.
We're going to have lox. I'm bringing the lox. Joe's bringing the whitefish.
We want that lasagna.
I want that lasagna. That sounded delicious. Right. Billy made it sound good. Joe made it sound horrible.
Well, what's Billy told me.
Billy didn't say. Jeez. Billy is going to get a divorce before he gets married if you keep going.
Thanks, Joe.
But she's got to move in.
I'll be there. I'm getting there.
I'll be there.
You were packing that suitcase since Christmas.
Last
Christmas.
I've loaded up and gotten to her house almost everything. Almost.
What do you have left? What's the big items? What's the big ticket items that are still in
the
house?
The kitchen materials.
All right. So you have your kitchen is your only room. So do you have a TV?
Yeah, I still got that.
All right, you have a couch?
No.
So you sit on the floor?
Pretty much.
All right. That explains the bad back. All right. So you sit on the floor, watch TV on the floor, eat on the floor.
Yeah.
You have that dining?
There's still that table
that
was there.
You have that little dinette set that you had?
That was there. That came with the apartment. Yes. So that stays. I don't bring that.
You know all the money you're going to save now. You have a rent you don't have to pay.
You're not going to have to buy meat?
Yeah.
Right.
Food bills will be cut in half or whatever, you know,
According to Joe, you can just chop down all the
vegetarian.
You can chop down all the trees in the neighborhood.
He's a Methodist.
You can chop off all that old furniture he's getting rid of. He wanted a sea cushion.
I bought a wood. I bought a wood chipper. What is she making tonight? Stuffed shells.
No stuffed shells.
She's gonna fucking come down here and kill us
for sure. By the way, she's always welcome here. You know, you
want to
be with her one time. It'd be a lot of fun.
You ain't got any loose food laying around the chain.
Giggles,
has you, Mrs. Lady?
Giggles, what's the best thing that you actually make that you think
is good?
Honestly, it's like we would never know.
You would serve it to company.
Yeah.
She does cook.
I'm not saying she can't cook.
Well.
I'm not saying she can't cook.
She's very
I
want to
be on the
good.
Record. Joe said the thing has sawdust in it.
I didn't say that. Billy said that.
I didn't say shit.
I
she's
never
already,
said sawdust.
I'm supposedly on her bad side
where
already.
Where did I get
Joe?
It from? I haven't had an original thought.
Because supposedly I was afraid of her.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden, Joe. All of a sudden. Yeah, supposedly I was afraid of her. So she's already. I'm already on her shit list.
Okay.
So.
It's probably the poison of the food.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe you don't know who I am. My mouth doesn't shut up. Ask your fiance.
That's right.
Diane ain't much of a living boy.
Yeah, I don't really fear, easily. especially when somebody's just, yelling at me about Washington, D.C. legal shit.
Yeah, for sure.
As we're trying to fucking bash Omarosa. I was going to say Obama. That wasn't right. Omarosa. Thank you. Which I think... Omarosa, what's the name of your book? Is there any factual stuff in that book? On page 134, where you say that Billy's lasagna has sawdust in it, is that accurate? Well, if it came from Omarosa, folks, it's got to be true. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's the next example.
I lost two things on that day. My innocence and my squeaky toy.
And Joe found it.
And Joe found his squeaky toy. It's renamed Omarosa. Omarosa.
Omarosa with the Google googly eyes.
She does have googly eyes.
Omarosa. I think she touched my fly.
Hi-yo. All right.
She ate your flies?
Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, kids, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure, number one, it's stuffed with sawdust.
That's right.
And make sure that at least one party knows that that fucking chicken is being recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until next week, I say AMF, my friends. That's adios, motherfucker.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.